slide for the camp. That'll come up in just a moment. So, over the last month, we have been exploring Romans 12, 1 to 13, and 1 Corinthians 12, and Ephesians 4. The different gifts that God gives us, grace gifts, spiritual gifts. And we've been unpacking the vineyard principles as we understand it from Scripture, that everyone gets to play. That is, everyone has a part to play in our church family and in the broader church family for the kingdom of God. Thanks. Everyone has been given gifts through our Father and through the Holy Spirit and has their part to play. And these gifts that are both spiritual, that is the Holy Spirit anointing, and situational gifts that that Simon's going to unpack a little more next week for us, and grace gifts, gifts that are given to us that we each have a measure of grace to operate in. As Toe said last week, they're our bread and butter. That's how we walk day to day. They're to be used by each of us according to the faith assigned us. So we have been unpacking them. If you have missed some of that information that's been given, I want to refer you to our website, because we actually have got a little place there. Thanks, Jess. That is our church website. If you haven't been to it before, I encourage you to go and have a look. If you have been to it before and you've missed some sermons and you want to catch up, or you know we've had a guest speaker, you missed them, you want to get back there and have a look, this is where you go. You head to the website, you scroll down on the front page. So you get to the website, you scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you'll see that page. At Marion Vineyard, our vision and mission is to build life communities. And off to the side there, you see someone on their phone. And there's a button to click. When you click that button, you'll get this third page, and it has all of our sermons there. They're uploaded every week. So, if you've missed any on the gifts, grace gifts, spiritual gifts, please check that out if you are a little bit confused still and want to hear some more. Along the way, we've been using a lot of sporting analogies, okay? Not all of us are sporty people, so let's try a different analogy today. I'm going to be looking a little bit more with you about the grace gifts in Romans 12, which is where I started. And I want to unpack with you the idea of being in a business or in a work environment, because all of you at some point in your lives are going to find yourselves in a work environment. Now, we know at work or in business, we need to find the right people for the right job. You wouldn't want to have a person who, you know, they're strong, they have good stamina to withstand the elements outside. They're really good with their hands. They're good with creating things. But they really have no patience to fix other people's problems all day long. You wouldn't want to put them in an office answering the phones for a business, would you? Likewise, you wouldn't want the person who absolutely thrives on being able to care for customers and work out a way to meet their needs. A person who perhaps likes the finer things in life. They like to have their nails done and put their makeup on every morning, including the guys, I'm sure. You brush your hair neatly and have yourself well presented. You don't want to send those people out into the elements when they really suffer from the heat or they really don't like the cold. You wouldn't want someone who hasn't learned how to measure food or read a recipe put in the kitchen of a 5-star restaurant, or probably even a 1-star restaurant. Someone who loves ledgers and making numbers tally. They're probably well suited to an accounting position rather than sociology or childcare. We need to find the right people for the right job. If we want to be effective in our roles, whether they're at work in a work setting or for advancing the kingdom here on earth, we actually need to understand what our strengths and gifts look like in the environment that we want to work in, and how to work with our strengths to bring out our best, or to bring out the best in others. You may have seen any one of a number of different personality tests. For those of you who are really into psychology, this sort of thing is based on a Myers-Briggs psychology model. There's been a lot of research into this, and really good quality tests will ask you lots and lots of questions, and they will spit out at the end of it some information about how you see the world. So I've put up there one from, it's called 16personalities.com. I know that they're a good one. If you're keen and you want to find out more about yourself, more of your personality, by all means, go there. It's free. You put in your email address and they'll send you the information. There's options to buy more if you're really that inclined, but there's plenty of information that's free on this website if you want to explore more of that. So, these sorts of tests explore the world, how we see it, and how we operate in it. So, I can tell you I am an INFJ. So, they're letters that are pulled out of those 4 dot points. Are you an extrovert or an introvert? Believe it or not, I'm an introvert. I just do well to pretend to be an extrovert. Are you observant or are you more intuitive? Now, these things sound... Sometimes, I think the last one especially, are you assertive or turbulent? Some of them sound really offensive. But it's, again, the way you see the world. For example, if you're assertive, do you see things and act on it straight away? Or are you the sort of person who sees things happening around you and go, oh, I'm just going to sit with this for a little while before I make a decision? It's just the way you respond to the world. And they've narrowed it down to these sorts of things to be able to unpack with you strengths. Knowing how we best operate can help us to be more effective. I'm going to give this little example. I put in there a question mark. I am going to give it because I think sometimes this helps. I've got a friend who had a baby last year, and this baby was incredibly sick from day dot. Life-threateningly sick. Day in, day out, and they couldn't work out what was wrong. This little baby underwent numerous operations and the doctors were searching. The parents didn't know how to care for their child. They were constantly backwards and forwards to the hospital. And one day, a particular doctor came in, did a particular series of tests on the off chance, and discovered that this tiny little baby had diabetes 1. That little bit of information was enough to give knowledge, information, and strategy to the parents that baby no longer was in a life-threatening situation every day. Information is powerful. Knowing information about ourselves is powerful. Knowing what to do with it even more so. So when it comes to us walking the walk in the kingdom of God, knowing a little bit about how God has hardwired us is powerful. when we know what our strengths are, we can walk in them more freely. When we know the things that we're really not strong at, we can learn to say no to those times where actually we know that we need to step back from something. You know what? I'm really not good at that. And I don't feel I need to step into that. It gives you a bit of empowerment to be able to step away from it. If you've been on Facebook at all, you would have seen this post. So moving from the, if you like, worldly personality gifts, it's come into our grace gifts. City Hill Church created or has put together a series on the gifts from Romans 12. If you head to their website, you scroll down the page, there's six, I think, different tabs at the bottom of the page. One of them is to a gifts test, and that's on this page there. When you do this test, it'll spit out an answer and say, you know what, you're really strong in this area, or it might be prophecy or serving. You're pretty average at maybe teaching or encouraging or contributing, and maybe you're not so great, you're not so strong, you're not so hardwired in being a leader or showing mercy. But so what? What do you do with the information that comes from being able to do tests like this? Well, we recognise what drives us. We want to be okay with what makes us feel that we can truly bless others just by walking our walk of faith. We want, as To said last week, bread and butter. This is what you do every single day. Manna, as it was for the Israelites. Every single day, this is what you're given. This is where you're strong. Walk in it. So, we've unpacked these a little bit over the last few weeks. Prophecy, the gift of giving, the gift of service, the gift of leadership, the gift of exhortation or encouraging, the gift of teaching and the gift of mercy. So I want to look a little bit today about what these look like for individuals and how they can be used. This is not a comprehensive look by any stretch of the imagination. This is just a touch on some examples as an encouragement for you to delve deeper for yourself. This is something for you to deepen your relationship with God. We all want to become more like Jesus. And so I want to give these examples for you. Perhaps you'll get some interest for yourself. So, Maria and I have chatted about this quite a bit in past, and it's come up again recently. Maria has a beautiful gift of mercy. Now, the gift of mercy is, when I was younger, I used to look at it and go, mercy, so you like everyone to just walk over you? No. I really adore the gift of mercy. It's a strength at being able to see where the other person is at. How are they feeling in any given moment? What are their needs? So Maria's motivation is helping others improve their state of well-being. Now, this was a while ago when Maria and I first started chatting about that, and I want to acknowledge that I haven't seen Maria's outcome. I know Maria mentioned earlier today, I've done this test now, and it's changed. So we're going to touch on that in just a minute. But let's go back to the fact that when we first chatted, Maria has a gift of mercy. Now, mercy gift roles in the workplace might look like working in counselling, might be hospital visits, prison visits, nursing, roles where emotional healing are key. Does this mean you can't operate in any other place? Absolutely not. So Maria mentioned a while ago that, you know, she's been brought into a position of leadership. Now, leadership, we know, is up there. There's the gift of leadership. But if mercy is her top strength, if God has given her a huge amount of grace for operating in mercy, should she be in leadership? Absolutely she should, because she brings the gift of mercy to her leadership. And that's going to look different for everybody who finds themselves in a leadership role. You might have the gift of leadership and you walk in that really powerfully. But you might have one of the other gifts and you use that in your role. It impacts the way you work within your role. So I don't want you, when you do this, don't box yourself in. I think that's incredibly important. Don't put yourself in a box and go, well, that's my gift and that's all I can do. Because God gives us a measure of grace for gifts. And yes, we've explored, you know, we're hardwired. And again, conversations have been around, well, if we're hardwired in a particular way and we are strong in one area, can we grow in the others? Well, if we're going to grow and be like Jesus, I can't imagine that Jesus wasn't really well-rounded in all the gifts. So if Jesus is really well-rounded, then that's what we want to be like too, because we want to grow to be like Jesus. So yes, we might operate really strongly in one. And over time, we develop and we have opportunity to become strong in other areas. So take those opportunities when they're presented to you. So I want to give you an example of someone's results. This person we can see, it's not me, this person has a strength in teaching and not far behind in leadership and prophecy. They're all right at encouragement and service and mercy and maybe not so great at the gift of giving. So I'm going to give you just a minute, whether you want to chat to the person next to you or do it on your own. Where would you expect to see this person working or operating, whether it's in a workplace or in our church fellowship or in any church fellowship? Where would you expect to see them? What sorts of things would you see them doing? Or maybe conversely, what would you expect to not see them doing? So I'm just going to give you a moment to ponder that. There's no right or wrong answer, by the way. Okay. Not long, but happy for you to continue that pondering afterwards. If this person was put into a serving role, which we all should be taking on really anyway, because we love to serve. If this person was perhaps elevated into a very specific position at work or within the church in a serving role, how amazing would it be to be under their service when they have a teaching strength? So teachers have the ability to communicate to others in such a way that information that otherwise wouldn't have been understood can be understood. So if this person used their gift of teaching and leadership in a servant role, It might be as simple as pack up, set up for church every week. And that they showed others and brought them along the journey of joy in setting up and packing up every week and said, look, this is why we set up this way. This is how we do it. This is why we do it. This is why we don't do that. How amazing would it be to have so many people who are so capable in the area of setting up and packing up every week? So their strength gift may not be in the area that they're necessarily operating in, but the opportunity is there to thrive, to use it for the kingdom in a way that honours our brothers and sisters in Christ. So don't box yourself in. Thanks, Jess. I mentioned earlier about having, you know, you could do this test, you might go home tonight, you might be sitting there on your phone doing it now, whatever. Some people are really good at multitasking. Do the test, see what comes up top for you. What's your strength? I had always considered mine to be teaching and encouragement. And I was in a teaching role for a long time until God closed the door on that. And he said, that season has closed. Done. And the day I sold my last teaching resource, the door opened for a different job. I received that job. I took it on. It was not teaching. In fact, there was not a single ounce of teaching that I could do in that job. I could encourage very quietly because my role really, for the most part, was not to speak. It was an office job. My job was to answer phones. It was to do the finance. It was to set up and run a website. It was to file in a very ancient filing system. I was unable to teach at all. And I'm like, Lord, you've gifted me in an area and you've stripped me of it. What do you need me to learn? Well, I can tell you that I learned a lot about the generosity of giving and being able to see mercy for others in new ways. And those two things were definitely not my strengths. They would have been right at the bottom, a little bit like the giving was on that one. Mercy and generosity were very low on my list. So I found a new joyfulness in serving in those areas. And I've just recently done that test again and found actually the giving and the mercy for me have bumped up a little bit. I've actually become a little more well-rounded. Don't ever box yourself in. Allow God to work in new areas and stretch you. Be comfortable with the uncomfortable. As I said earlier, information and knowledge is powerful. It's powerful for making choices and doing life well, for walking this walk of faith well. So knowing your strengths is powerful for you and for others around you. Naming them to others is also very powerful. Can you identify your strengths already without having to do a test? Do you know what floats your boat already? Do you know what drives you? What brings you joy? What do people comment on the most? If you're not sure, ask someone, because I guarantee other people will see it sometimes before you do. Praying with others about your gifts is also very powerful. So, I'm going to finish up there. I'm going to leave the other bit. What grace gifts do you think God has given you the grace to operate in currently? In your season, right here, right now. Is there a gift that you might like to grow in? Something perhaps you haven't walked well in, that you would like to walk well in? I would like to take the opportunity now just to pray for you and pray for you all. Let's start there. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have made us so uniquely, that you've wired us in such a way that we can be the only one like us. My Father, we want to thrive as us. We want to thrive, we want to walk our walk of faith faithfully with you, and we want to do it with all the strength and empowerment that you've given us. So, Father, for those in the room right now who perhaps don't know what their gifting is, Holy Spirit, would you highlight that to them now? Would you drop a thought in their mind or a feeling or a sense, Lord, of what it might be? That they might be able to take that away and talk with someone about it after the service today. Holy Spirit, for those who know their strengths, who have been walking in them really well, I just want to bless them, Lord. Bless them more. Bless them with more. Would you give them opportunity to grow and be stretched in new areas? Lord, that as they become more like Jesus, their gifts would be such that they can operate in all of them well for the sake of your kingdom. Lord, I just want to honor those who are walking well. I just want to invite anyone who feels they have a gift of prophecy or serving or teaching to stand. I want to pray for you specifically first. So it's prophecy or serving or teaching. Holy Spirit, come. Father, I just want to pray for those who are standing now. There is no gift greater than the other because all are required to work for the body. But I have a deep sense right now that for these people who are standing, there's a battlefront that they're each facing. And that for them to operate well in these gifts, Lord, they're facing a battle. And so I just want to release a freedom to you. I want to release a freedom that you would not come against. We cancel the attempts of the enemy, any plans that have been made against you to stop you from operating in these areas. I just cancel those plans and say, Holy Spirit, come. Would you empower each of these people who are standing now to walk more freely than they have ever done before in their gifts of prophecy, in their gifts of serving, and in their gifts of teaching. Lord, would you release them into new areas? release them into new areas where their kingdom impact, just walking day by day in the strengths that you've given them, would multiply and multiply and multiply exponentially, Lord. Father, would you help the rest of us in the room to get behind them and pray fearlessly for them as they meet their battlefronts. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to invite those who feel that they have the gift of encouragement or the gift of contributing or the gift of leadership or mercy to stand. You may feel you have a couple of these, and that's okay if you stand for two of them. I know for some people, you know, there's one very clear one. When I do this test, I actually have three top ones that are all the same. So if you feel you come across a couple, by all means, stand twice. Yeah, Holy Spirit, would you just come and give a fresh blessing to each of those standing now? A fresh portion of your encouragement, Lord, to continue walking the walk. So I just want to break off fear. I feel that there's some of you who, you know your strength and you know which way to walk, but you're finding your walk difficult because you're afraid to walk in it fully. So I just want to break off fear and say, fear, you have no place to interfere with the gift that God has given. This is a good gift. What you are carrying is God-given. What you are carrying is beautiful because it makes you who you are. And so I just want to bless you with a deeper understanding. Holy Spirit, would you rise up in each of these people standing? Double their portion, Lord. Double the grace that they have in their lives to walk in these gifts. That their encouragement to other people would be a light and a joy to this world. Lord, that being able to contribute is not something to be ashamed of, but it is something that is so beautifully given for the glory of your kingdom. Lord, that there's nothing wrong with being a leader, even when you're leading from a place of servanthood like you, Jesus. So we honor those leaders in the room and those whose gift is mercy. Father, we thank you that they open the eyes of others to see the plight of those who are struggling. So, Father, I pray that each one be highlighted, that we as individuals would see the gifts in our friends, those in our fellowship, our family here. Bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Amen. I'm going to invite the worship team to come back up again. If you missed the websites and are interested in doing either of those, I can give those to you after the service.
I invite you all to stand.